Good day, San Bernardino County prayer warriors. The key issue facing our schools today are the scores that our country has gotten globally in math, science, and reading when they take the PISA exam. So where does America stand in those categories? Well, the top five countries was Singapore, China, Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea. U.S. ranked 18th overall, 34th in math, 16th in science, and 9th in reading. So the PISA program is for international student assessment. They take about 600,000 15-year-old students from different countries, take them through a two-hour test to test their science, reading, and math skills and knowledge. They aren't about memorization, but they have to actually draw on real-world problem-solving skills and knowledge. So the higher the ranking, people think that it's linked to economic success. And they also say that the researchers, there are several factors that we're going to pray about that affect the lower scores in our country. So, Father, we lift up the math, science, and reading scores that are taken through this PISA exam company and program and assessment. We thank you, Father, that there is something to see the standards in which the different countries are using. And we know it's not every single country, but how is it that a country this large and this wealthy have such low scores? So, Father, we lift up the educational inequality. We do realize that people rely a lot on the funds and the taxes with the local areas and those that are in more wealthier districts, able to have more funding to be able to do the things to help the student learn, whereas in the poorer ones, they have less funding. So we pray for educational equality. Perhaps they would have us all pay one tax or do something so that every school gets the same amount of money and resources. The other factor is standardized testing and curriculum. Many people have said and have debated this, especially those in Finland, that they've looked at Finland who are doing extremely well to find out why they're doing better in a lot of these scores. And they decided it was because of the standardized testing and curriculum that they do not have. They allow for much more time for the students to go outside and play, interact. They have less homework. College is paid for by the government tax that the people pay, so it's already paid, so there's not this large student debt, because that's another issue, the high cost of higher education. So we pray, Father, for that to be changed. We also pray that teacher quality and retention would not be hard to find because each school would be given similar funding. We also know that another factor is increased stress and academic pressure, both on the teacher, administration, and on the student and parents. So, Father, we pray again for solutions to that that will decrease that pressure and stress. And then the societal changes. We know that right now with different presidents in place, that can affect the educational system. We also know that different things that are promoted could affect the regional areas. Different laws that are passed can increase or decrease the quality of the education. We know that many are still trying to come back from the COVID year. So Lord, we thank you that you are greater than all of these things. So we pray into our country, into our county, and pray that our teachers, our administration, our school districts, our whatever other person has as a decision maker in this, the board of supervisors, etc., Lord, that they would come up with some creative ways to improve math, science, and reading scores. In Jesus' name.